Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Dayton Dragons had defeated the Lugnuts in three straight nights entering yesterday, and they took an early lead 1-0. But the Lugnuts came back with 14 unanswered runs, including an 8-run ninth, and dominated the Dragons 14-1. Today, a Lugnuts win, and the Nuts will have split this six-game series. Welcome into the Gem City of Dayton, Ohio. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and I'm joined by Adam Jaxa. The Lugnuts send Luis Morales to the mound today against the Dayton right-hander Ryan Cardona. But Adam, before we look too much at today, let's look back to yesterday, a thorough thrashing of the Dayton Dragons.
Yeah, how much time do we have?
Well, we got time. I don't know. This game isn't starting until 1:05. We're fine. Take your time.
Well, they didn't take very much time yesterday. We were, it looked like, tracking for under 2 hours yesterday, and then an 8-run ninth inning. Lansing's bats woke up in a big way. Colby Halter, 3-run shot yesterday, and that got the offense started, and then they scored two more in the fourth. And then, yeah, just for good measure, they brought up many batters in that ninth inning. And 14 batters, 8 runs, 7 hits, and that was the end of it, 14-1. Really good feeling, you have to imagine, for Lansing after a couple of games where they had not been able to string together much offensively outside of the performance on Friday night.
Sort of game that would get a hitting coach smiling.
Very much so. If you check the final graphic, Kuz was smiling big thanks to his crew.
So win today, series split. The difficulty is you take on a pitcher who on Tuesday, Ryan Cardona struck out 9 and 5 scoreless innings. How do you beat him today?
Well, you got to get to him. I think it's amazing to say be patient and maybe draw some walks, but Lansing has not been able to draw a ton of walks in this series. Even yesterday, they had 3 walks, and they came in the final at-bats in the ninth inning. So I think it just goes back to what Kevin Kuzminoff was saying on Tuesday when the Lugnuts got to Dayton. They were focusing, Jesse, on hitting pitches in the zone, not swinging and missing at pitches away. There were a lot of really good sliders from Cardona in that game on Tuesday. They have to stay off the sliders when, again, it's another righty-dominated lineup like it is today.
You also need good pitching. Yesterday, they got good pitching. Mitch Myers, excellent. 49 pitches through 5. And then Chen Zhong-Ao Zhuang, 3 innings. Hunter Bro, a perfect ninth. That kind of pitching performance made it easy for the offense to win the game.
Well, they played a complete game, right? I mean, they had pitching, hitting, and good defense. We saw good hitting come back again on Friday, but we saw strugglesome areas in the pitching and the hitting. They play a complete game. This Lansing Lugnuts team is very tough to beat. You're absolutely right. They need a good start from Luis Morales, the 21-year-old who pitched on Tuesday. And outside of a home run that he gave up in the first at-bat and a couple of walks, he pitched pretty darn well.
Yes, he did. He'll be followed to the mound by Jacob Waters, whose family is here once again in attendance, cheering him on. Up next in the pregame show, however, you will hear from yesterday's Lugnuts starting pitcher and victor, Mitch Myers. This is Lugnuts pregame.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large
or small, your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lugnuts pitcher Mitch Myers. What is your ideal kind of pitching mound?
Ideal mound for me is something a little higher. Here in Dayton, they got a pretty high one. Fort Wayne has a pretty high one. I'd say Lansing's not that high, but it's a good mound, I guess.
You need to raise it, though.
It could be raised a little bit.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah. How was your off-season?
Off-season was solid. Spent it down in Arizona. It was a good time.
Training for baseball?
Yeah, training.
Golfing?
No, I didn't play really much golf this offseason. I'm not a huge golfer.
No.
Yeah. But, no, it was good. You know, got to hang out in Arizona. Went on a hike or two. It was a good time.
Are you a big guy who enjoys just getting outside?
I do like being outside. I can appreciate, you know, just hanging out in the sun, listening to the sounds of the city or whatever else. So, yeah, I do like it.
I mean, Arizona with the canyons and everything else going on, that's a great place to be.
It is good, especially in the wintertime.
Had you spent off seasons before in Arizona, or was this your first?
This is my second one. Yeah. So, yeah. First time I did it, I live with Tyler Baum, and then this time I got my own place. So.
I love Tyler.
Yeah.
All right. Last year, when Tyler was a Lugnut, for you, you spent the whole year here. Mm-hmm. What'd you learn from last year?
Just continuing getting comfortable pitching and learning that it doesn't really matter what you feel like going in that day. Everything doesn't have to be the same as it is every start. If you just go out there and compete, you know, and have that confidence in yourself, most of the time it just takes care of itself.
Has that relaxed you for this year?
I do. I feel like this year, you know, I'm trying to really just stay in the moment and enjoy everything, even the days, you know, I don't really feel like being at the field all day. I'm still trying to be present and enjoy those days and just really take everything in, you know, my teammates, the different cities we go to. So I feel like I'm enjoying it a lot.
To me, looking at you from the outside, I would assess your season highly positively. How would you assess yourself?
This season so far?
This season.
It's been solid, you know. I mean, there's been probably 2 outings I wish I could take back, but my confidence feels really good this year. Body feels good, so I feel like my pitch is just continuing to get better as I pitch, and so I feel like it's good.
Body feels good means good off-season training, right? It's the off-season that gets your body ready for the year.
Yeah, totally. I feel like I'm a guy that, you know, almost all the time I'm going to feel good.
You start off the year, you're in an opening day tandem with James Gonzalez. You're pitching the very first day of the year. He comes out, he starts, you come in relief. How did that feel? Just, hey, first day, I'm going to immediately get things going.
No, it was a lot of fun, you know. Opening day, the nerves are crazy. The adrenaline's crazy. Packed house here in Dayton, actually, first game. So
yeah.
It was pretty loud, you know. It ended up being a good outing, so it was a really good way to start the year.
You were in tandem with James,
uh-huh.
Then you had some days by yourself, and now you're in a tandem with Chen. What's he like?
He's more similar to me than James. Obviously, he's a lefty, and I feel like me and Z both kind of have riding fastball, so it's a little bit more similar repertoire, I'd say, versus James. But yeah, I enjoyed not having a tandem too.
Where you can go, hey guys, I'm gonna pitch into the seventh inning, and then relief crew's got this from here.
Yeah, that's how I like to do it.
It has been interesting this year with the five pairs of two.
Yeah.
How's that changed things?
I mean, it changes things. There's just less innings to be thrown. You see what it's like to come out of the bullpen. I just feel like we have a ton of arms here, so
yeah.
we're never really lacking on the pitching front.
Let me ask you one question about Z, because you and he were teammates 2021 with Stockton,
yeah.
or 2022 with Stockton. How is he different now compared to them?
Yeah, I spent probably half the year with Z. I think he went down with like a finger injury or something that first year we were together. But I mean, he seems like the same old Z to me. You know, nice guy, pretty easygoing, good teammate. So,
have you taught him English? He teach you any Taiwanese?
You know, no, we haven't really tried to break the language barrier too much yet. I know it's tough for him, being like a completely different language, different alphabet. Like, with some of the Spanish guys, we can communicate pretty well, but as far as a guy, you know, coming from Taiwanese, it's a little tougher.
Okay, two more questions, that's it. Thank you very much for giving me your time.
Yeah, of course.
The first question is, are you a leader on this team?
I like to think of it. I am. I've been here for a couple years. I know a lot of the guys, so I feel like we're a pretty good, tightly knit group. You know, we have a lot of fun together. We enjoy coming to ballpark together. So,
second question is, why did you choose your uniform number?
27 is the number I had at Pitt when I was there in college. Growing up, it was always number 9. I wore that through high school, my 2 years of junior college, and then when I got to Pitt, it was 27. Some kid already had 9, and. And 9's not really the traditional pitcher's number either. Yeah. So I think
double
27,
digits.
27 is a good fit.
Hey, it has been.
It adds up to 9.
That's true. Did you think of that at the time?
Not totally. I think what was available to me, I think I just thought 27 was the best looking one.
Yeah. Mitch, thank you.
Yeah, of course, Jesse, anytime.
Lugnuts pitcher Mitch Myers. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith. Loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit w.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Rapidly approaching first pitch. Series finale, Lugnuts and Dayton Dragons. Time to check in with the starting nines. So here's Adam.
All right, Jesse, here we go in this series finale Sunday, June 9th, 2024. 73 degrees out and sunny. Let's see if it can be a sunny win for the Lansing Lugnuts, looking for win number 30 today. Craig Conklin's lineup looks like this. Johnny Butler leads off at DH. Henry Bolte bats second in center field. Eurybio Angeles swings third at shortstop. Will Simpson bats fourth and plays first base. Danny Bautista Jr. swings fifth in right field. Colby Halter's at third, hitting sixth. Cameron Masterman bats seventh in left field. C.J. Rodriguez hits eighth as the catcher, and Casey Yamauchi rounds out the nine at second base. Butler, Bolte, Angeles, Simpson, Bautista Jr., Halter, Masterman, Rodriguez, Yamauchi in support of the 21-year-old righty, Luis Morales. Jesse, who you got for the spotlight hitter?
Respect is earned. It's the man hitting .438 in this series. Colby Halter is 7 for 16, and he took an 0 for in game one. He's been dynamite, Adam. three runs scored, double, three-run homer yesterday, plus he's drawn three walks. Halter's bat has been great. He moves up in the order. He deserves it.
All right, I like that pick. As for the Dayton Dragons, 28-28. Jay Allen, the second, leads off in center field. Hector Rodriguez in left field batting second. Sal Stewart hits third and plays second base. Cam Colliard's at the hot corner batting cleanup. Kate Hunter is catching, batting fifth. Victor Acosta, the shortstop, hits sixth. Ethan O'Donnell, the right fielder, swings seventh. Yan Contreras, playing for his second game in the series, hitting eighth and playing first base. And Jose Serrano, the DH, bats ninth. Allen, the second. Rodriguez, Stewart, Collier, Hunter, Acosta, O'Donnell, Contreras, Serrano. What do you think, Mr. Goldberg-Strassler?
Fascinating starting lineup for the Dayton Dragons in terms of it's a ton of guys who receive a lot of prospect acclaim, and yet you and I have been talking, there have been flashes of it, nothing consistent. Hector Rodriguez took Luis Morales downtown earlier in the series. It's Rodriguez that we're keeping our eye on.
He took him downtown Dayton, huh?
Yeah, downtown Dayton's a lovely place, Riverscape.
Absolutely. You said it, though. Six prospects fill up this lineup. Top 30 MLB pipeline prospects. Allen, Rodriguez, Collier, Acosta, O'Donnell. They are splurging with talent. Is there some youth, though, still showing? Because there's a lot of 19 and 20-year-olds in this lineup.
Well, I think the youth shows in the inconsistency. Sal Stewart has a big game. He's silent otherwise. Rodriguez, a big game, silent otherwise. Jay Allen II has probably been the most consistent player. But if you're Dayton, I don't think you know who to turn to if you need a big hit in a big spot.
Heck, man, my youth shows sometimes, too, so I understand.
You know who has not had a big series so far? Has been Cam Collier. The Lugnuts have pitched him very carefully, and I'm curious to see, do the Lugs go right after him today?
3-for-11 in this series, just one RBI. He has drawn five walks. That's the 19-year-old Jesse's talking about, batting cleanup. All right, the Dragons are out on the third base side. They're in the alternate green tops, white pants, black socks. Lugnuts up the first base dugout. They go back to the Grays after they won in those yesterday. A convincing 14-1 win. We are ready for the national anthem as we get ready to send it down to the field. Here it is to get us started in the series finale, this afternoon's national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and remove your hats for our national anthem. Performing today's anthem, Dayton Daily News anthem finalist, the Centerville Community Chorus.
Well sung there by the Centerville Community Chorus. We are ready for baseball, the sixth and final day in the state of Ohio. I think we can all agree it's just about time to head back to Lansing. The Lugnuts come into today 29-27 and even 13-13 on the road. And the Dragons 28-28, also 13-13 at home. That laugh you just heard, that is the voice of the Nuts. Here he is, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Yesterday was a laugher. Lugnuts winning 14-1. How do they follow up today? Butler Bolte and Anale is coming up against Ryan Cardona, supported by this D. Let's start with his catcher, Cade Hunter. Yan Contreras is at first, Sal Stewart plays second, Victor Acosta at short, and Cam Collier is at third. On the outfield, Rodriguez is in left, Allen in center, O'Donnell in right. Our bases umpire is Brandon Schmidt, our home plate umpire, Cass Cousins. Adam, I turn to you. What shade of green do the Dragons wear today?
Oh, that's a good question. That's like a faded lighter green. I don't know here.
Yeah. Green jersey shirts for the Dragons, white stripes around the arms underneath the armpits. The baseball caps have white crowns with green brims, the green D on the front. Home white pants. So the white and green look for the Dragons today. And the Lugnuts are sticking with the retro road grays. Earlier in the series, the Lugnuts showed up wearing their blacks. And Adam, you said, why are they wearing the black jersey shirt today? Wear the retro road grays, you'll win. Guess what? It happened. Are you going to go emerald or jade for their green?
I'm going to go light emerald here, Jesse.
The emerald green. Number 33 on the back of his emerald green, Ryan Cardona has wrapped up his warm-up pitches. Here we go. Cardona out of Livingston, New Jersey. Get set to deal to the man out of Illinois, Johnny Butler. Johnny yesterday, three hits, including two hits in the ninth inning alone. Had a couple of RBI singles. He's 7-for-18 in the series. The time is 1:07 p.m. On the first offering, Butler takes ball one down and in. Johnny Butler against these Dragons, a double, a walk, a single, and a strikeout in the tops of the first innings. The pitch lays down a bunt, but he fouls it at home. Count is 1-1.
Can I give a little compliment to our gents in East Lansing, the Michigan State Spartans?
Yes, please.
I think their green is the best, Jesse. That darker green, this emerald, a little bit lighter, it's kind of faint.
This is like grass green.
Yeah. It's not doing it for me. Victory for MSU. There you go.
The one kind of green I really don't like is the Philadelphia Eagles' dark green. The 1-1. Butler bounces it weakly up the first base side. Cardona gloves. Throws overhand to first in time. Beat Butler by a step. One down. Michigan State in recent years has expanded the different shades of green. Now they've got that electric line that they'll go to.
Nope. That's where they need to stop. Stay to your roots.
Here's Henry Bolte. Adam Jackson, by the way, the proud Wolverine-loving Central Michigan Chippewa, giving respect to Michigan State. Henry Bolte takes a called strike, a slider to him as he has seen this entire series. Dare I say, a steady diet of sliders, which is unhealthy. He swings and whacks this pitch up in the air, right side, foul ground, Contreras, leaning over the tarp, it's back into the crowd.
Would you say Henry Bolte's not green to seeing sliders early in the count in this series?
I would.
Okay.
Now, Bolte yesterday went 2-for-6. He had a single, he had a triple. Also, Adam, he did not strike out a single time. Cardona's 0-2. Bolte stays away from the high cheddar. You don't want cheddar on your slider either. I don't know. Maybe you do.
No, you got to go with the provolone.
Oh, okay.
Swiss.
One out, nobody on. The pitch. Bolte swings and misses. A fastball gets him. First strikeout for Cardona. Two outs in the first inning.
Well, that's how they were getting Bolte early on in this series. They were going with the off-speed, slider-heavy stuff early, and then finishing off with fastballs to get that swing and the miss for the strike three. So that's exactly what Cardona did right there.
Here's Aribe Alanales. And the pitch. Fastball rides up and in. Now, Anales against Cardona was 1-for-2 with a single. But he was caught stealing. That's been another little bit of a lower headline in the series has been all the caught stealings. Flair, foul, right side. Contreras toward the pen. The right fielder O'Donnell's over. He can't get there either. One ball, one strike on Aribe. The Lugnuts have run themselves into out. Yesterday didn't hurt that much when Danny Bautista Jr. was caught stealing. But there have been chances there. And here you go. This is an important series finale. You want to split it, but also, Adam, you have, after today, only 9 games remaining in the first half as you're fighting for that playoff berth, trying to stay alive. The pitch. Adelay stays away from a high fastball.
Well, you got to call it like you see it. I mean, there have been at least 2 instances where Lansing looked like they were in safely with those steals, and they just have not gotten some of the calls.
2-1, breaks in there, strike 2 called. Slide piece from Cardona.
I mean, go back to Danny Bautista Jr. yesterday. It looked clear he was in, but that's just how things shake out sometimes.
Righty, righty, 2 gone. Pitch, a slider, bounce to third. 2 hops for Collier. Throws to first, side retired. 1-2-3 go the Lugnuts against the Marist Red Fox Cardona. And we go to the bottom of the first inning. The Dayton Dragons are coming up against Luis Morales.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Ryan Cardona blanks the nuts in the first inning to the bottom half. Luis Morales against Allen, Rodriguez, and Stewart. The Lansing defense, Cam Masterman's in left. Henry Bolte in center, Danny Bautista Jr. in right. Around the infield, Will Simpson's at first, Casey Yamauchi at second. At shortstop, A. Rebiel Anales. And at third, Colby Halter. Yes, Colby Halter getting the start at third. The catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. Morales on the mound, deals up and in, and he hits Jay Allen the second. Goodness gracious. One pitch in, a 98-mile-an-hour fastball drills him. Well, right off the left shoulder. Allen is taking his sweet time. And now the walk down to first, picks up the trot. That pitch clock is rolling as Hector Rodriguez climbs in. Jay Allen, the second, hit by a pitch for the 11th time this year. And to give that an idea, Henry Bolte has been hit by 8 pitches. No other Lugnut has been hit by more than 4. 11 times for Allen. He is on. Luis Morales hits his first batter all year. Morales to Rodriguez, fouled off left side. Strike 1. Oh, Jay Allen, the second, will run. Tied for first on the Dragons with 13 steals.
How far, though, will he run?
Well, good, a very good question. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Hey now, 98 and up. Strike 2, Rodriguez. Time granted. I guess, Adam, you and I are just going to have to wait and see.
I like it.
The league so far has tried 6 steals against Morales. They have not been caught yet. 0-2 pitch. Allen is dancing. Morales steps off the rubber. Good thought. Just to stare him back to first base. He was holding. High set for Luis out of Cuba. Deals. High and wide. Fastball got away. And if Hector Rodriguez was a right-handed batter, that pitch might have hit him. So that fastball arm side is unruly to begin this game. 1-2. A bouncing ball down to Simpson. Grabs those to second. They get one. Anales to first. Too late and beyond Morales. And that ball's out of play. So Rodriguez is awarded second. Right into the Lugnuts dugout from A. Rebiel Anales. First error of the ball game on Ruby. Sixth error of the season. I think that's what I saw. Rodriguez is still at first. Now they tell him, you can keep on jogging. Jay Allen the second, we found out how far he runs. He's done. One out, man at second for Sal Stewart.
And run from here to the dugout.
That's one that, let's say Anales' throw is perfect and is caught by Morales, they're still not going to get him. Rodriguez had already passed the bag. Righty-righty, Morales to Stewart, no score. Fastball lifted, slicing deep down the right field line. Batista Jr. into the corner, out of view. It's a foul ball. He makes the catch. Tagging at second base, Rodriguez scampers over to third. Two gone. Well, it's the disappearing man. But the home plate umpire, Kaz Cousins, threw the right fist into the air to let us know, yes, Danny had tracked it down.
I was about to say, did he make the catch, Jesse? How'd you know?
I'm going to trust Kaz.
Slippery slope to live by.
He's everybody's cousins. Cam Collier batting left, two gone, runner at third. The pitch. He takes a called strike. Luis dropped the changeup upon him.
So you're saying he's family.
He's family. Cam Collier batting left. 19 years of age against the 21-year-old. The kick and the pitch. Foul tipped air to the mid of Rodriguez. Going right after him. That fastball was 99. This is where I think too, Adam. Luis Morales has balked three times this year. He has to come to a complete stop. Otherwise, Rodriguez is sent home. There's the stop. Then the pitch. And a swing and a miss. 98 and by him. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Cam Collier. First strike at Luis Morales. Rodriguez left at third. One hit batter, one error, no runs. Let's go to the second. Lugnuts nothing, Dragons nothing from Day Air Ballpark.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Luis Morales feeling it. Blew away one of the top Reds prospects, Cam Collier, to end the first inning. And send us into the second, where Will Simpson will herald the arrival of the middle of the order. Simpson, Batista Jr., and Halter, 4-5-6 coming up. The Dayton right-hander to oppose them, Ryan Cardona. A beautiful, sunny afternoon in Dayton, Ohio. Blue skies above, cumulus clouds scattered through. Righty-righty, the pitch, outside ball one. It is 73 degrees. And you know what, Adam? If I were ordering up a baseball game kind of weather forecast, this is what it'd be. Simpson takes a called strike, inside corner, front door slider, 1-1.
Now, if you needed some water, would you order it up in a Pittsburgh Pirates Go Buccos cup?
What do I look like, Nate Miller? The 1-1 pitch, slider outside.
Safe to say that's all they had, Jesse, but there you go.
Look at this.
Kind of a cool cup.
Yeah. Looks a little dusty on the inside. Here it comes. Simpson fouls it off into the screen. Ben in front of me flinched. I might have too. Two balls and two strikes on Will.
I did have some dust on my clothes. I just wiped it off on the cup.
I thought you were saying that I was dusty. Lugnuts dusted the Dragons yesterday, 14-1. No score here. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him reaching for the fastball off the outside corner. Strikeout number two for Cardona. One away. Here comes Danny Bautista Jr. Hey, thank you, man.
You're welcome.
Buccos. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. The Pitt Panther. Mitch Myers on fire yesterday. Danny Bautista Jr. First pitch slider taken low. Danny out of Lutz, Florida. Born in Arizona. Trained in the Dominican. Righty, righty. Cardona kicks, offers. Slider. That too is low. Well, two balls, no strikes. Lugnuts are looking for the game's first run. Bautista Jr. 5 for 14 in the series. Yesterday, three hits. The deal. Slider smacked up the middle. Base hit center field for Danny. On hand, Jay Allen II relays it in. One out, single for the Lugnuts.
Oh, Danny boy, you can't stop him right now. He is red hot. Six hits in this series, and you can basically put it to night-night if you think you're getting it out when you go down 2-0 on this guy right now.
6 for 15 against Dayton after he was 6 for 14 against Peoria. That bat is strong.
And 6 plus 6 carry the 1. That's 12 hits in 2 weeks.
Good job carrying the 1. No heavy lifting for you.
I don't think you really needed to carry the 1, but there it was.
Here's Kobe Halter batting left. Hang on, hang on. We've got a pitch clock infraction. Ryan Cardona, ball 1. Home plate umpire Cass Cousins threw the hands in the air. Then Cardona went slider down under the hands. Actually, curveball. Curve for Cardona just to try things. Kobe Halter yesterday, a 3-run homer. The pitch, fouled off into the screen. That was a fastball in on the hands. Ball at a strike on Colby. 7 for 16 in the series. He has been money. Bautista Jr. yesterday was caught trying to steal second. He's at first, one out, no score. Second inning. The pitch. Ground ball pulled foul right side. 1-2. The long, lanky bat boy hustles out of the third base side dugout. A couple more baseballs for Cousins. Fill up that right hip pocket. Point out to the mound. Cardona, when you are ready, sir. At a 1-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him. Right in on the hands. 93 for Cardona's third strikeout. Cardona's looking sharp. The batter now is Cam Masterman. Masterman receives his third start of the series. 1 for 5, 2 walks. The pitch. Starts him off with a slider for a called strike 1. I think that Cardona throws more first pitch sliders than any other pitch. Bautista Jr. is short lead at first. Still, the pickoff though over. Slides back in and avoided the tag of Contreras. Contreras swiped that tag high. Danny got down low. How low can you go?
Danny got down.
He did. And now stretches out the lead an extra step. 0-1 pitch. Outside. Fastball missing for ball 1.
I mean, you can't be from Lutz and not get down.
Cam Masterman with his fiance in town watching. The deal. Breaking ball high. Ball 2. The Lugnuts playing in Dayton, Ohio. Cam from Prospect, Kentucky. Easy trip for the family and the loved ones. Jacob Waters' family rolling in from Rocky Gap, Virginia for today. The pitch. Slider foul tip into the mid of Hunter. And there's strike 2.
Said the fiance's got a wedding she's going to, so she's coming to see him, and then she's taking his car. See you later.
Hey, that works out great. She looked at the schedule, and then she thought, oh, I like this. A 2-2 pitch. Cam swings and fouls it straight back. Danny Bautista Jr. was on the move from first.
I told him, I'm like, careful, she might be using you. He's like, I know, seriously.
He might have to take the bus.
Get some extra change.
Love it. Break even. Batista Jr. runs. Slider long away. Throw down by Hunter. The tag. It's waiting for him. And he's caught trying to steal for a second straight game. Stewart, the second baseman, applied the tag on the head first slide. And we'll see Masterman batting in the third inning. Let's go to the bottom of the second. No score between the Lugnuts and the Dragons.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Cade Hunter just threw out Danny Batista Jr. trying to steal second, and it's Hunter who leads off the bottom of the second inning. Hunter Acosta O'Donnell, 5-6-7 for Dayton. No score between the Dragons and the Lansing Lugnuts. With Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, the left-handed hitting Hunter against the right-handed throwing Luis Morales, top A's pitching prospect, deals. Fastball pop foul, soaring back to the left. And dropping down, about three rows back with a high hop up, just missing the upper deck. A fan with a nice carom, and gave a high five to the little girl right to his left. Now she's got the baseball. No balls and a strike on Hunter. The Virginia Tech Hokie takes down low. Change up for Morales, ball one. Cade Hunter is good power, six doubles, three homers, but he's hitting just .220. The pitch, fastball outside, 2-1. Adam, you liked what you saw from Morales in the first inning.
Yeah, it was good stuff. He was missing the zone a lot in that outing on Tuesday. Looks much more consistent to start today.
The breaking ball waved at and missed, 2-2. I think Cade Hunter swung at his motion because he certainly was not swinging at the baseball. We have seen some great, hilarious swings and misses against Morales. 2-2, fastball. Oh, he just missed. If he puts that ball in the corner, Hunter is helpless. Count is full. That ball just explodes out of his hand. High set, the deal. Swing and a miss, he got him. The fastball didn't work, so right back to the change. Cade Hunter is the second strikeout victim of Morales.
It's just looking much easier today. He had 19 pitches, 8 for strikes in that first inning on Tuesday. Walked a batter, gave up a home run. 9 pitches, 7 strikes in the first inning today. Back-to-back strikeouts. He's locked in.
He offers a dribbler by Victor Acosta that Morales takes in and sprints over to first. Two gone. Off the mound, first base side, Luis the Athlete.
Jesse, that is my favorite play in baseball. Off the mound, no need to throw it, just sprint over the bag. You don't worry about any tossing error, throwing error. Just get over there.
Talk about a feed leading the fielder to the bag. That grounder led Morales right to the bag.
Perfect, baby.
Here's Ethan O'Donnell, batting left. No score, second inning. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Again, they're just not too close. Keeps on dropping the changeup on these guys. There have been days where it's been the fastball-slider combo. Dayton's lefty-heavy order is getting a great look at that change of pace, but I don't know how it's helping them. We've got a pitch clock infraction on Luis. One ball and one strike on O'Donnell. Two outs, nobody on. Morales looks for a perfect frame. Righty to lefty. The pitch. Low. Ball two. O'Donnell down to the seventh spot in the order. Where's number seven? Drafted out of the University of Virginia with fanfare. The pitch. That missed down and away. A fastball. Ball three. Sixth rounder from Virginia, and yet this year, he's battled injuries. That's been a big part of it. He just has not been able to get healthy. Hitting 239. 3-1 pitch. He grounds it up the middle to the shortstop. Bonalais grabs it to his left and guides it over to first in time. Side retired, inning over. Adam Jaxa, who's feeling sharp, is coming right up with the call. The Lugnuts and the Dragons scoreless from Dayton.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Hello there on your Sunday, June 9th, 2024, the series finale in Dayton. We will have one more series with the Dragons in late July and into early August, but this is it for the trips down here to Dayton, Ohio. No score as we come to the top of the third. Cameron Masterman, CJ Rodriguez, and Casey Yamauchi. Three batters come to the plate against Ryan Cardona. First pitch flies outside, ball one. Masterman was about five pitches deep in his at-bat when Danny Bautista got caught stealing at second. The pitch, that's outside, another breaking ball, two balls, no strikes. So Masterman back up, average sits just above 200, three home runs this year, knocked in 19. The pitch, breaking ball, just misses wide, three balls, no strikes. Danny Bautista Jr., the only batter to reach so far, had the base hit after he was up 2-0. Next offering, fastball in there, strike one. Masterman didn't play yesterday, but a couple of days ago he did and played well. Had a base hit and a walk. Pitch. This is on the ground to third. Scooped up by Collier. Sets. Guns. Chest high to first. Contreras has it. One down. So now here comes C.J. Rodriguez. Just the second game that C.J. is playing this week. Cole Kahn gets the day off. A week deep into his Lugnuts tenure. The pitch. Fastball. Hugs that outside corner. Strike one. Rodriguez 0 for 3 a couple of days ago. And a strikeout. He's been consistently in the 8th spot all year. The pitch. Swing and a miss. No balls. Two strikes. I was talking to CJ yesterday. It feels weird to not see Vanderbilt in a super regional. They were knocked out last week. The 0-2 pitch, up high, one ball, two strikes. And for all the success we had yesterday for Colby Halter, the Gators taking down and winning against Clemson. Johnny Butler's NC State Wolfpack winning. Pitch is up high, two balls, two strikes. Just feels weird that the Vandy boys are already home.
I bet the group text of CJ and all of his former teammates, they are not happy.
2-2 pitch. Breaking ball outside, three balls, two strikes. That's what he said. He said, And I still keep in contact with all the Vanderbilt guys, and we got to get back there.
Kumar Rocker, Jack Leiter, kids these days letting down the program.
Who are those guys? 3-2 pitch. This is yanked back, foul. Well, they got to let somebody else win for once. He said it's going to be interesting. Like much of college athletics, Tim Corbin, the longtime Vanderbilt coach who's been excellent, trying to adjust to the NIL era. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball is smacked. Out to left center field. Rodriguez is going back at the track. Backpedaling onto the warning track at the 381 sign. Rodriguez to Rodriguez for a loud second out.
It's just the deepest part of the ballpark. That's where left center field gets really deep because he hit that ball on the screws.
95 off the bat. That was something yesterday. And noticing this week, Jesse, we go down and watch BP. CJ Rodriguez has had some great BP sessions. The pitch, breaking ball outside to Casey Yamauchi. So much so that Kevin Kuzminoff, the first-year hitting coach, said that to CJ yesterday. The pitch, Yamauchi smacks it up into the air, shallow center field. Allen starts back, comes in to his left. A hop and a skip to make the catch. And there's the final out.
I've got a thought on that. I'll tell you in the bottom half.
Oh, there's a tease. Bottom three's coming up. No score in Dayton in the series finale.
Dan, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Down here in the Buckeye State, bottom of the third in the series finale, Dragons Lugnuts on a sunny Sunday afternoon, June 9th, 2024. Luis Morales has looked good, 20 pitches deep, 13 for strikes, 2 strikeouts, has not allowed a base hit, an HPP and a fielder's choice, all that have reached so far. So up cups 8, 9, and 1, Yan Contreras. From the right side, the pitch. Swing and a miss. And literally, heater is right in front of us to witness what we just saw. A heater, 98 across the middle of the zone. Heater, one of the two mascots for Dayton. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Another heater. They're just chucking heaters.
Having a heat wave.
It's hot. It's been hot all week. Boy, it's got to be hot in that heater outfit, I tell you what. Contreras 1-for-3 in this series, run and a strikeout. The pitch, swing and a miss. 3 straight at 98 miles an hour, blown by the righty. Strikeout number 3 for Morales.
Why mess around? If you've got a guy like Yan Contreras who you think cannot hit your fastball, throw him your fastball.
No messing around needed right there. Jose Serrano steps in. The pitch home. The 9-hitter swings and miss at a 4th consecutive 98-mile-an-hour challenge fastball. Keep them coming. Morales set. Kicks and throws. There's a breaking ball, and he looks silly.
Woo.
Slider outside. Wasn't close. 0-2.
Oh, take mercy on the poor man.
Gonna have to do some Hail Marys after this one. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. 98 again. They can't touch him. Luis, blow it by him. Strikeout number four.
The challenge is about to ratchet up just a bit.
Let's see, kind of the challenger is Jay Allen II. 4-for-15 in this series. He was plunked his first pitch. This pitch, breaking ball, strike one. How about that? Next pitch. Oh, down low. One ball, one strike. One pitch. That's up high. Oh, we were feeling immaculate there for a second.
Yeah, we were. So, Adam, what I was saying with T.J. Rodriguez in the top half, he was playing 5 out of every 6 games. I think he's fresher now.
2-1 pitch. Breaking ball in there. 2 balls, 2 strikes. I think so, too. And I think he wants to make the most of his opportunities when Rodriguez does get out there. Peter the Dragon still taking pictures in front of us. The pitch is not a heater. It's inside. Breaking ball. 3-2. With the curve, though, 82 miles an hour. Is that zipped in there? You got Jem and Heater right in front of us. Are these two married? Am I allowed to say that?
I mean, they're always together.
They're basically a married couple here in Dayton.
Common law.
Jem's got a lovely visor. This pitch has popped up. Uh-oh, look out. It's coming back, and C.J. Rodriguez behind the plate. He makes the catch after discarding the mask, and that is it. Sorry, vantage point was a little shook there. I've got two Dragons right in front of me as we try and look down to home plate, but we saw great pitching right there from Morales. He has now set down 8 straight. Dayton Dragons off to the fourth, no score, down in Southwest Ohio.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges, mental health struggles, housing obstacles, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At our foundation, we invest in solutions, so learn more about our work at bobwoodrufffoundation.org/success.
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens, but social media is addictive by design, hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act, so it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
Top of the fourth inning on a sunny Sunday in Dayton, Ohio. Oh, they are. What are they doing? Are we honoring? Oh, we're honoring a veteran. I thought they were applauding for the mascots that are here every single game, but there is a veteran that's standing between Jem and Heater, so shouts to him. Very nice. They got him a certificate and everything. And we've got two Dragons just going crazy. First pitch, Johnny Butler out of NC State takes it down low. Ball one, 18-1 win at Georgia yesterday to take game one of their Super Regional. Johnny Butler was jacked about that. The pitch, that's up high. 2 balls, no strikes. Johnny's had a great series, 7-for-19. He scored 3 runs, doubled twice, scored 2 other Lugnuts, walked and stolen a base. The pitch, up high. 3 balls, no strikes. Lugnuts trying to get the first run of the game. Good pitching by Luis Morales. 32 pitches, 22 strikes, 4 strikeouts. The pitch, inside ball 4. So first walk allowed by Ryan Cardona. The leadoff man is on, a second time through the order for the Nuts.
Would you like a Georgia-NC State update?
Oh, I'd love it.
Bottom of the fifth inning. Georgia 8, NC State nothing.
Okay. Well, still, they need 10 more runs to lose as bad as they did yesterday.
Do they go by differential?
First pitch, Henry Pulte. It's in there for a strike. No throw down to second. Great jump by Butler. He is in with his second steal of the series.
He's fired up.
He's trying to lead the rally of his squad. He's sad because he's DHing today. He was going to have some helpers make sure he knew the score. The pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes on Henry Pulte. No yep. score. Top four here in Dayton.
DH, it goes around the bases, might score the game's first run. Where's Johnny? Back in the clubhouse watching the game.
0-2 pitch. Breaking ball is whacked out to left field. That's down for a base hit. Conklin puts the wave around on. Rodriguez throws to the plate. It is off to the left. In sliding safe is Butler. Pulte gets to second on the throw. 1-0 Lugnuts.
Time to check out some college baseball.
My job is done. Get around the bases and go see if the Wolfpack can get a rally started.
Hey, Henry Pulte hitting the Cardona slider, the adjustment the second time around today.
I imagine they're going to go single there, and then Pulte moving up to second on the throw.
Yeah, you have a great imagination.
The pitch, Angeles takes a breaking ball for strike one.
Four-pitch walk, immediate steal. That ignites the rally. Henry, a single, therefore, turns into a pseudo-double because of the runner.
0-1 pitch. Popped up, shallow left center field. Center fielder Allen coming in to his right, and he makes the catch. One down.
You see what I'm saying? This inning could very well have been walk, line drive, single left field, first and second. But because of Johnny Butler, the Lugnuts are in a much better spot.
That's why the Nuts stay aggressive on the base paths. 77 stolen bases this year. They've got up over 500 strikeouts, so. Here's Will Simpson from the right side. The pitch, checked it. He offered, according to the home plate umpire, Kaz Cousins, strike one. Simpson has had a tough series, 3-for-22, 6 strikeouts. 3-for-21, rather, 6 strikeouts. Has scored 3 runs, though, knocked in one and walked twice. 0-1. Sent back to the netting. 0-2. They did go single for Pulte, so he is on second. Moved up on the throw home. Lansing leads just 2 hits. They didn't score any runs against Cardona on Tuesday. They've got one here. Second time through the order and looking for more. Still only 1 out. Lugnuts looking for a series split. There goes Pulte, swing and a miss. The throw down to third. It's late. In sliding safe. After the tag from Collier is Pulte. He's got a steal.
He was flying.
So Simpson is out on the strikeout, but Pulte was. Great jump. We'll take a Danny Bautista Jr. 2-out hit. Lugnuts up 1-0, but 90 feet away from being up 2. The pitch is a bouncing ball, weakly hit. This could be trouble. Charging the third baseman, Collier throws on the run to first. Low pick by Contreras. He's got it. Great play over there by Collier on a ball that was not hit well. And Danny unable to beat it out. So Lansing settles for 1. They lead 1-0 after the walk, the steal, and the RBI single from Henry Pulte. We head to the bottom of the 4th. 1-0 Nuts.
Imagine the hospital experience. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine you're a child. This is why Starlight exists. Starlight programs help kids in the hospital cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
A beautiful afternoon for baseball coming up on 2 o'clock in the Eastern time zone down here in Dayton, Ohio. Hector Rodriguez, Sal Stewart, Cam Collier trying to figure out Luis Morales, second time through the order. He still allowed no hits, struck out four, an HBP and a fielder's choice, all that have reached the bases. Rodriguez was the fielder's choice, steps in from the left, the pitch. Fastball zooms outside, ball one. Rodriguez homered off of Morales on Tuesday to lead off the bottom of the first. The pitch, this is popped up third base side foul territory. Sprinting in is Colby Halter towards the dugout, and that bounces in the Dragon dugout. Strike one. Good chase there by Halter and some scattering emerald green jerseys in that dugout to get away from the baseball that popped right in it. The man wearing the emerald green mitt comes set, throws home. Swinging a bouncing ball over Morales to his right. It is grabbed at second by Yamauchi. Throw to first. Oh, safe the call. Yamauchi's momentum carried him into left center. It was close. Threw back across his body. Simpson stretched. It just didn't quite have enough oomph on it. This was close. Taking a look at the replay. Fields it to the right of second. Throws back across his body. And yep, it looked like the call was correct. Sal Stewart steps in. First pitch on the outside corner. Strike one. Good effort by Yamauchi. Tying run at first, 1-0. Lugnuts lead. Righty, righty. The pitch. Popped up. Right field. Foul territory. And that gets out of play. Strike two. We're going to give you some trivia here in this fourth inning. On Sunday, of course, the game that I miss, Lansing plays their quickest game in years. Not just the quickest game this season, quickest game in years. 1 hour and 23 minutes was all in a 5-1 win of the front end of the doubleheader against Peoria. Pitch home. That's up high, throw back to first. It's picked by Simpson. Gets away from him at first, but just trickles towards the edge of the dirt. And it's scooped up there by Yamauchi. That game beat another quick game that happened back in 2013. So, who did the Lugnuts play in that game? And what was the time of that one? Pitch, this is popped up out of play. Right field side, one ball, two strikes. Hour 23 against Peoria in seven innings, the shortest seven-inning game in Lugnuts history on Sunday. It beat another seven-inning game back in 2013. Who did they play, and what was the time? Any type of information you want to give us, we'll take. 1-2 pitch, swinging it on the ground, weakly hit towards short. Scooped up by Anale. Short flip to second. Yamauchi back to first. It's a double play. Two outs. So Yamauchi doesn't quite get the first out, but the bags are clear. Thanks to the double play, 41st twin killing this year for the Nuts. 6-4-3. Now here's Cam Collier from the left. 1-0 Nuts, bottom four. The pitch, fastball in there, strike one. Jay Goldstress at LansingLugnuts.com. The email, we will answer that trivia question for you in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch, driven. Deep right field. Bautista Jr. looks up. It's gone. Over the berm and out of here. Collier smoked it. His first home run of the series. We're tied at one. Well, the Dragons had not been able to time up that high 90s fastball yet. Until then, Collier, he just walloped that one. 10th home run this year for Collier. Pitch home. Fastball a little bit low at 99 to Cade Hunter. So brand new game, big to get the double play to keep this game tied on the home run swing. 1-0. Grabs the inside corner with the short slider. Strike one.
109 off the bat, 429 feet out to right center field. 98-mile-an-hour fastball that came in at the knees, and he was ready.
Pitches inside. Another fastball, 99.
That's the fun of this, Adam. We get to see prospect against prospect with Morales on the mound against these top Reds prospects for Dayton.
2-1 pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball towards second. Yamauchi gets a high hop, fields it, lofts it over to first. Simpson grabs. And that's it for the Dragons in the fourth. But they get a big swing from Cam Collier, his 10th of the year. And he gets it against Morales, who's now given up his third home run this season. Off to the fifth, 1-1. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back with the play-by-play.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Neither team scored through the first three innings, and then both teams scored in the fourth inning. So we go to the fifth, 1-1, Lugnuts and Dragons. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Danny Bautista Jr. made the final out of the top of the fourth inning. And so Colby Halter, Cameron Masterman, C.J. Rodriguez coming up here for the fifth. The Lugnuts in the fourth inning, they scored on a Henry Bolte RBI single, knocking in Johnny Butler. Ken Collier's home run answered in the home half. Here's Colby Halter. Ryan Cardona starts him off with a called strike. Right-hander against left-handed batter. Halter struck out swinging on a fastball his first time. Jacob Waters is now warming in the Lansing pen. The pitch. The curveball down and in. One ball and one strike. Luis Morales likely is done after four innings. The step back, the leg kick, the pitch. Fastball high. Two balls and a strike on Colby. Right now, the final line for Morales. Four innings, two hits, one run. No walks, four strikeouts. The deal. High fly ball, right field, down the line. O'Donnell to his left. Into the corner, out of view to make the catch in foul territory. We trust the bases umpire Schmidt. And there's out number one. The Lugnuts after today's conclusion. Time to drive about 4 hours north. Take 75 up to Toledo. Then you switch on to 23 North. And then from there on to 96. Back to Lansing, Michigan. Cam Masterman takes a cold strike at the letters. One out, nobody on. And a 1-1 game in the fifth inning. Day off tomorrow. And then the Lugnuts and the Cedar Rapids Colonels Tuesday through Sunday. Fastball fouled back, strike two. Tuesday, tacos and tall boys It's a Lansing Locos game. It is also the Pride Night game for the Lugnuts. So two tacos for $5. $5, 16-ounce tall boys. Lugnuts playing as the Locos. Masterman takes the slider, load away. 1-2. And Pride Night. Night of inclusivity. This is Pride Month. And that will get us going this coming week at Jackson Field. 1-2 pitch. Masterman drives it down the right side. O'Donnell is back. It's gone. Cameron Masterman goes opposite field. It's his fourth homer of the year. 2-1 Lugnuts.
And that is why that man is in the lineup today, huh? Four home runs for this dude. He's swinging it well in the last couple of days. And the fiance's got to be impressed, because that does impress her much.
She digs the long ball. Here's CJ Rodriguez. He swings and pops foul, the first pitch soaring back over our heads. Adam, you've directly correlated how the Lugnuts do to hitting home runs.
Family's in town, man.
2-1 Nuts. One out, nobody on. The pitch to CJ. Slider missed outside. Ball and a strike. Continuing through the upcoming homestand. Wednesday, 7.05 p.m. It's Dog Days of Summer, and it's sponsored by Wing Wednesday. Gravity Smokehouse. Fly ball on the right side. Down the line. First baseman Contreras over the shoulder, the catch. Well, don't try that at home. That's out number two.
Okay, he made that way more difficult than it needed to be.
Just go back, Jan, but he didn't.
Oh, my goodness.
He had it all the way.
He stopped for a good 2 or 3 seconds, waiting for that to drop over his head instead of continuing to run and just get behind it.
Here's Casey Amauchi at the pitch. Fastball fouled away down the right side. Contreras hopes for another chance. O'Donnell into the bullpen. No, that ball's into the netting. How about Wing Wednesday coming up this coming Wednesday on Dog Days of Summer? Bring your dogs out to the ballpark. Thursday's a Coors Light Thirsty Thursday against Cedar Rapids. $3 domestic, $5 craft drafts. Friday is Peanuts Night and Jordan Diaz Bobblehead Night. That's this coming Friday at Jackson Field. The pitch, Yamauchi takes it outside. Friday night, it's also Youth Sports Night. Yes, sir.
Did you say Wing Wednesday?
Oh, yeah. To go back to Wednesday, it's Wing Wednesday.
That's new. You can't just speed by that.
Well, Yamauchi takes the ball outside. Two balls and a strike. I repeated it twice. I didn't see a reaction from you. And so I thought, maybe Adam wants me to move
you
on.
You blew through the stop sign.
It was a rolling stop. Slider bounced foul left side. 2-2.
Yeah, those are the best ones. Okay, wings on Wednesday. I didn't know that.
Wing Wednesday. Bring your dog. Enjoy some wings. Sounds good to you? Okay now. Friday, Peanuts Night, Jordan Diaz Bobblehead Giveaway. I believe that we'll have Laughing Fireworks. Saturday, Star Wars Night. Yeah. And then Sunday, Father's Day. That's the homestand coming up. Capital City Market Kids Day. The pitch. Yamauchi bounces it up the middle. The shortstop Acosta lets the second baseman Stewart field. And the throw to first is not in time. Yamauchi beats out the base hit. There was nearly a collision. Back of second. The shortstop Acosta was right there. He yielded right of way to the second baseman, Sal Stewart. Couldn't get the play converted.
Did you see how fast Acosta dropped to the dirt to give Stewart an opportunity to throw? That was impressive. Yamauchi, great speed.
How do you think he is at dodgeball?
Well, if he can dodge a throw, he can.
Here's Johnny Butler. Throw over to first base. Yamauchi, safe. 2-1, Lugnuts leading on a Masterman home run earlier in this fifth inning. Yamauchi will run, held on by Contreras. Righty against lefty. Johnny Butler waits. The pitch. He rips it down the right side. It's down for a base hit, and that ball's going into the corner. O'Donnell to dig it out. Yamauchi shown the stop sign at third. He slides down. A relay throw out of the plate. Knocked down on a hop by Hunter. A double for Johnny Butler. Casey Yamauchi was in full gear, rounding third with the accelerator firmly pressed. Craig Conklin threw up the right hand, and Casey went into a feet-first slide to stop his momentum. Quickly out to the mound, the pitching coach, Brian Garman, before Henry Bolte can bat. Second and third, two gone for the Lugs in the fifth. Johnny Butler, another double. It is his 12th, and these Lugnuts are now swinging it against Cardona. The bullpen is active for Dayton. The right-hander warming up is Easton Sikorsky, the native Michigander. And Adam's fave, the Western Michigan Bronco.
What now?
Okay, fact check, false.
Yeah, that sounds more accurate.
Back on Tuesday, Ryan Cardona fired 5 scoreless innings. He struck out 9. Right now he's at 4 2/3. He struck out 4, but he's allowed 2 runs. A run in the fourth, a run here in the fifth. At second, Butler. At third, Yamauchi. 2 outs, Henry Bolte, 1-for-2, RBI single. Waits from the right side. Here it comes. Outside for ball 1. What a chance the Lugnuts have here. They're up 2-1. Bolte rests the bat on his shoulder. Now lifts it up. Twirls it. Cardona delivers. Slider low and away. 2-0 with Avery Bielanales waiting on deck.
This pitch right here. Look out.
Bolte is ready. The kick and the pitch. Slider called a strike of the outside corner. How about the next one?
Bold. Slider on 2-0. That's a heck of a pitch right there.
He has such confidence in that slider. From the first base side of the rubber, the product of Marist, Cardona throws. Fastball waved at and missed. Beat him with 92 miles an hour and right there. 2-2 on Bolte. Bolte's RBI single last inning came on a slider. Struck out on a fastball in the first. The 2-2. A fastball drilled down the right field line. That ball's beyond O'Donnell. It's a fair ball, and it's into the right field corner. 2-run score. Bolte dashing around for third base. He pulls in with a triple. A 2-run, 3-bagger for Bolte. 4-1, Lugnuts.
4 hits in this series coming into that at bat. And Bolte, another extra base hit. He just keeps getting them doubles and triples, empty in the bags. And what an adjustment Lansing has made here against Cardona the second time around this week.
Cardona tried to beat him with a fastball away on the black, Adam. And Bolte was ready, that bat flashing around. He has knocked out Cardona. Vince Harrison Jr. takes the baseball away. Easton Sikorsky is coming in. 1-4, 3 so far here in the fifth inning for the Lugnuts. And the hits in this fifth, a homer by Masterman, a single by Yamauchi, a double by Butler, a triple by Bolte. They have cycled Cardona to the showers. We were talking about what it would take to win this game and gain a series split. You needed good starting pitching to begin. And right now, Luis Morales, 4 innings, 1 run. We think he's done. The only run for Dayton, the home run in the fourth inning by Cam Collier. Morales has come through. And now the offense.
Well, what have we talked about? When the Lugnuts win games, Jesse, they get runs right back if they give them up. They give up the run in the fourth. It's the lone mistake Morales made today. And his offense comes right back. So far, they've gotten him 3 runs. And again, for the second straight half inning, Bolte is 90 feet away from potentially coming in. But great at-bats. Masterman goes the opposite way. Yamauchi gets in. Butler goes the opposite way. And then Bolte goes the opposite way.
I had the worry earlier in the series, based on how things were going, that maybe Bolte needed a game off. 4 strikeouts in game 1, 4 strikeouts in game 2, 4 strikeouts in game 3. He has changed things around. He's 20 years of age, and yet the adjustments that he has made and then getting the rematch here against Cardona, who started things off with a quick strikeout of him in the first inning. It's been Bolte. RBI single in the fourth, two-run triple here in the fifth inning. He has keyed this Lugnuts offense.
Yeah, and he's adjusted, right? I mean, they've gone with the breaking balls early, and then they've struck him out with the fastball. They tried to go fastball there, as you mentioned, and Bolte knocked it into right field for another extra base hit.
Bolte at third, two-gun for A.E. Bielanales. Right-hander to right-hander, Sikorsky's pitch. Ground ball down to a third, diving stop. Collier pops up and fires out at first base. Cam Collier robs Anales of an RBI single and retires the side. Start on your scorecard for a second straight inning. Henry Bolte is stranded at third. But Bolte caps a three-run, four-hit top of the fifth. It began with a Masterman homer. And as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, halfway to the house from Dayton, the Lugnuts 4, the Dragons 1.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things, and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists. To bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Acosta, O'Donnell, and Contreras coming up in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Dayton 6-7-8 batters. And they take on a new Lugnuts pitcher. Replacing Luis Morales, it's the man out of Rocky Gap, the West Virginia Mountaineer. Jacob Waters toes the rubber. Lugnuts 4, Dragons 1. Waters fires. Down low, ball 1 to Victor Acosta. Acosta's 0-1. Grounded out to the pitcher's first time. He kicks and offers. A ground ball weakly struck to second. Yamauchi gloves, guides it over to first. Out number one. And that looks like what usually happens when Jacob Waters is in his groove. Weak contact on the ground. Last time that we saw Jake, how about four innings of one-hit, scoreless, walkless ball against these Dragons back on Tuesday? He struck out 5. They did not stress him in the slightest. So Morales, four innings of one-run ball. Lugnuts 4, Dragons 1. Here's Ethan O'Donnell, the right fielder. Righty to lefty. Pitch on its way. Curveball for a called strike. Beauty. With Waters family here cheering him on. The tattooed right sleeve holding the ball. He deals. Check swing. Fastball high on appeal. Did not go. There are some pitchers who they'll have the whole sleeve of tattoos on their non-throwing arm. Not Jake. It is on that right arm. Ball behind his back into his glove. Leg kick, the 1-1. Fouled away left side, strike 2. The line right now for Waters, for his stats for the season, a 5.55 ERA. It made 5 relief appearances, 6 starts coming in, and now he's worked 36 innings, 35 and 2/3 coming in, 16 walks, 32 strikeouts, 2.57 average against. Those stats are skewed by a couple of poor outings early, not recently. 1-2. Line drive, left field, base hit for O'Donnell. One hop in front of Masterman, who collects and relays it in. Overshot one cutoff man, but not the second. Yamauchi backs up Angeles. It's an oppo one-out single for O'Donnell. And here comes Yan Contreras. For Waters, the bottom fell out on May 18th against Lake County. Now, he had been pitching fairly well earlier in the season, took on Dayton on April 25th, fired 3 2/3 scoreless innings to pick up the win. The deal, down low, ball one to Contreras. But then there was that appearance on May 18th against Lake County. The 7 runs allowed in 1 2/3, came back the next outing, only got one inning in against Fort Wayne before the game was suspended. He deals. Yan Contreras swings and misses. Fastball at 94 by him. One ball, one strike. And then after that, 5 scoreless innings against Peoria. Only 2 hits allowed, no walks, 4 strikeouts. And then the 4 innings of one hit ball against Dayton on Tuesday. He brings it. Up and in. He has plunked Contreras. And Dayton is first and second with only one man out and Jose Serrano coming up. Now, this bottom part of the Dayton order, you want to bear down on these guys. The Acosta, O'Donnell, Contreras, Serrano collection. Acosta, who led off the inning, came in hitting 186. O'Donnell came in hitting 239. Contreras, just hit by the pitch, came in hitting 123. And now here's Jose Serrano, who came in hitting 138. Because now, in the on-deck circle, it's Jay Allen II. And following him, Rodriguez and Stewart and Collier. Lansing 4, Dayton 1. Double play ball ends this fifth inning. Waters to Jose Serrano. Chopped right back to Jacob. Off his glove, bounces left to the mound. There's no play to be made. And the bases are loaded with Dragons. Weak contact. And the big man reached out for it. He could not collect it. And now, trouble. Jay Allen II striding up to the plate with O'Donnell at third, Contreras at second, and Serrano at first.
Just too fast for him. It's a double play. The inning's over, and he just could not grab it. Off the edge of the mitt, and by that time, everybody's safe, and now a 3-run lead in danger in a big way.
The pitch down low, knocked down by C.J. Rodriguez, who thought that that ball had gone 5-hole. Did that go off the foot of the home plate umpire Cousins and stay right there?
I think it might have. Fortunate break for Lansing.
I have seen hockey goalies where you realize, oh no, this puck is trickling behind me. And then you get help somehow. Somebody clears it off the line and the ball off the post. It is an infield single for Jose Serrano. Forced at every base. Jay Allen II, 0-for-1, hit by a pitch. Foul that to the catcher. Righty to righty. Grounded foul. Back into the left. One ball, one strike.
Well, there was a double play turned earlier in the fourth. Does Lansing have another one here in the fifth? It would be massive if they could get one.
It is a brand new infield alignment. Keep that in mind. With Halter at third for the first time. Annalise at short. Yamauchi at second. Simpson at first. He is in. Here's the pitch. Up and in, nearly hit him. Jay Allen II, such a knack for getting hit by pitches. That would have forced in a run. Adam, there is trouble here on the horizon.
Jacob a little wild here to open up his outing.
2 balls and a strike. Hitters count. The pitch from Waters. Allen swings and misses. You know, sometimes you just need to rear back and throw 94 past a guy. You know what I would call that? The equalizer. Count is level. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Sometimes you just need a power up or a charge, maybe.
Jay Allen II out of Fort Pierce, Florida, 21 years of age. Leadoff man, starting center fielder for Dayton. Dragons down by 3. 3 on, 1 out. The pitch. Down low, bouncing in. And there's C.J. Rodriguez. Up for the challenge on the curve. The count is full. I checked in with Jacob Waters earlier in this week. He has been under the weather. Trying to work through it at the moment. In relief of Luis Morales. Payoff. A jumper hit toward short. Anales gloves. Glove flip to Almiucci. Fires to first. It's a double play. 6-4-3. And the inning is over. Jacob Waters is out of the jam. Two hits, one hit batter, two left, no runs. Let's go to the sixth inning. The Lugnuts 4, the Dragons 1.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Bucking our way into the sixth inning, the Bronco from Western back to the hill, Easton Sikorsky. The Dayton reliever takes on 4-5-6. Simpson, Batista Jr., and Halter as the Lugnuts now look to gain some distance. Up 4-1 over Dayton. Sixth inning slang is coming up here. Roddy Sikorsky to Will Simpson. Up high ball one. A run in the fourth, three in the fifth for the Lugnuts. One in the bottom of the fourth for Dayton. Hence this 4-1 score. Sikorsky throws. Down low and away, two balls, no strikes, and Simpson. They went 0-2 with two strikeouts against the starter Cardona. Will this year has been much better against relievers than starters. 2-0 on its way. Outside ball three. In fact, the Lugnuts as a team are the best hitting team in the Midwest League against relief pitchers. We saw that again yesterday. On the 3-0, up high ball four. First man is on in the sixth inning. The Lugnuts offense against starting pitchers came in hitting .246 on base percentage, .319, reaching base 32% of the time, slugging south of .400. Against relief pitchers, what do you say to hitting .269? The OBP, .383, and the slugging, .409. They've been awesome. Yesterday, blew it open against the pen. Danny Batista Jr. takes down low, ball one. So here we go. In the bottom half of the fifth inning, Jacob Waters just pitched out of a bases loaded, one out jam. He coaxed a double play ball from Jay Allen II, who has been dangerous this whole season series. The pitch, up and in. And Sikorsky's first six pitches have missed in this sixth inning.
I feel like he could have gone to another university in the MAC.
There comes the 2-0. That's called a strike. Okay, the green that he's wearing right now, not quite Ohio Bobcat Hunter green.
No, we were looking for Ball State.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Because he was throwing balls out of the... Oh, yeah.
Balls in the state of Ohio.
Ground ball hit toward third. Collier grabs. Throws the second one. Stewart to first. Double play. 5-4-3. And erase the leadoff walk. I was thinking, Bowling Green. He just Buffalo Danny Batista Jr. Oh, you like that? Okay. There's Colby Halter, grounds to second. Sal Stewart picks it up, throws to first. This side is retired. We're going to go drop and drive for a sixth inning slang. Who goes drop and drive? To the bottom half of the sixth inning. The Lugnuts 4, the Dragons 1.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges. Mental health struggles, housing obstacles, employment, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At the Bob Woodruff Foundation, we raise awareness about the tough challenges veterans and military families face and invest in solutions to help support them in the next chapter of their lives. And with one solution comes the next. We solve a housing situation, we increase employment opportunities. We solve employment problems, we address food insecurity. We solve food insecurity, we impact physical and mental health issues. Learn more about our work at bobwoodruffoundation.org/success.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Second inning out of the pen for Jacob Waters. The first one, adventurous, but it got out of a bases-loaded spot. It'll open up the bottom of the sixth inning against the number two hitter in the Dayton order in Hector Rodriguez. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson, and the Lugnuts are leading 4-1 over Dayton. Rodriguez, Stewart, and Collier, 2-3-4. Big bats here. Left-handed batter. The righty offers. On a broken bat, ground ball on the right side. It's Casey Amucci fielding to Simpson at first. Out number one. That was easy for everybody not named Will Simpson, because Simpson broke on the ground or right at the ball and then realized, wait, this is right at Casey. What am I doing?
Yeah, I'd like to see the trajectory of the running to the base there from Will. We're going to go right. Oh, we're going to go back left. And now we're going to catch the baseball.
I can see the spike prints in the dirt. It's great. We could track him. Here's Sal Stewart, righty to righty. Waters brings it. Ground ball hit to Simpson. He backhand stabs and takes it to his base. Easy path there. Out number two.
Three unassisted, much more direct routes.
Yeah, 106 off the bat, by the way. Your sixth inning slang, drop and drive. What kind of pitcher is drop and drive? Is Jacob Waters a drop and drive guy? A little bit. It's when a pitcher gets out in front, gets right out on their lead leg. Uses their legs to propel the ball home. Power pitcher. Cam Collier batting left. Takes a cold strike on the inside corner.
I'm going to be honest. I thought it was another alliteration for bloop and a blast, right? Same thing works.
Drop it down, drive it out.
Yeah.
Cam Collier drove it out in the fourth inning. 10th home run of the year. Only Dragons run. The pitch, the curveball down and away. There you go. Whenever you see a pitcher get low, I remember seeing Fort Wayne's Brad Brock later in the majors as a closer for the Orioles. Big time drop and drive guy with the legs. A 1-1 pitch. Down low and all the way to the backstop. You know who's not a drop and drive guy is Yeison Sanchez. And he just slings it in.
Yeah. You know, when you get down low, you got to go down to the window, then to the wall.
You're right. A 2-1 hitter's pitch. Up high and away. I do not want to say any lyrics immediately after that yet.
Well, there's the edited radio version.
Oh, good. Skeet, 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 skeet. Three balls and a strike. Two outs, nobody on. 4-1 Lugnuts. The pitch. Gallier takes ball four. That was how the Lugnuts pitched him the whole series. Morales struck him out in the first, gave up the home run in the fourth, and Jacob Waters said, you know what, nah, and walks him on five pitches here. Cade Hunter is 0 for 2. This sets up the stretch in the order, Adam, that to my mind, these are the batters that you have to bear down against, although Hunter does have good pop. Left-handed batter. The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. There's just such a clear separation in the Dayton order. The big-time prospects who've been proficient this year and the guys who've been scuffling. Hunter especially in a prolonged cold spell. And 0-1. Strike two called on the inside corner. Waters is bore down here. Two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Waters has not struck out a batter yet. Collar at first. 0-2. Up high. Now this is where he would drop in the power curve. And we have seen over and over again, left-handed batters get frozen by that curve slicing into the zone. That last fastball was 96. 4-1 Lugnuts. The set. The pitch. It is the curve and it's fouled back into the netting. One ball and two strikes on the man drafted in the fifth round 2 years ago out of Virginia Tech, Cade Hunter, against Jacob Waters, a fourth rounder 2 years ago from West Virginia. West Virginia against Virginia Tech, big rivalry. 1-2. Ground ball rolled over on the right side. Yamauchi there to first. Out recorded, inning over. Two scoreless frames for Jacob Waters. And here are the outs. Three ground outs to second, one ground out to first, and one double play ball hit to the shortstop. This is Jacob Waters baseball. Adam Jex is coming up on the play-by-play as we go to the seventh inning. A 4-1 Lugnuts lead.
Leon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Sun is out on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. We've entered the seventh, two-thirds of the way home. Thanks for spending your Sunday, June 9, with us here in Dayton, Ohio. Just after 2:30 in the Eastern time zone. Lugnuts leading 4-1, looking for more. Cameron Masterman steps in, first pitch. That's in there, strike one from Easton Sikorsky. The righty twists and turns. That's fouled off. No balls, two strikes. Masterman took one out to deep right field for his fourth home run of the year in his last at bat. 1-for-2 today. That coming against Ryan Cardona, who's knocked out. 0-2. Way outside. One ball, two strikes. Sikorsky, the righty, 6-foot, 220-pounder from Fraser, Michigan. out of Western Michigan, as Jesse told you. 17th rounder in 2022. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a tapper back foul. He would have been happy. The Broncos and Billy Gernon got their MAC tournament championship this year as they took down Ball State. Second in program history, second under Gernon. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball out to left field. That's another base hit. Masterman reaches for a second time. Leadoff man is aboard. It's the third time Lansing has had their leadoff man reach. A walk to Butler in the fourth. A walk to Simpson in the sixth. Now a base hit to Masterman in the seventh. 4-1 nuts. Here comes C.J. Rodriguez. Righty-righty. The pitch. Outside, ball one. Well, Rodriguez just missed a home run in his first at-bat. He hit it out just in front of the 380 sign to left center field. He's caught on the track by the other Rodriguez, Hector. 1-0 pitch. Fastball just misses. Two balls, no strikes. A little wide. Another packed crowd today. Last night we had 9,007 show up. And the Dayton fans have come out this afternoon. The pitch has popped up into the clouds. First base side foul territory. And it veers out of play to the second deck. 2-1. The long extended berm from right to right center is completely full again. Then you've got the Dragons layer out there in left with the good seating. Right up against the fence. Filled up. Sikorsky's 2-1 pitch. Here it is. Smack back foul. And then they've got the long extended lower bowl. Got that plum seat back chairs. And then the green chairs as well. And then the upper deck that is pretty full as well. So now there it seems like 6,000 or 7,000 here this afternoon. Long hold, throw back to first, sliding in safely is Masterman. Lugnuts trying to get out of town with a series split. They won game one, they lost the next three, they won game five, and now trying to win game six, up 4-1, looking for more. 2-2 pitch. Rodriguez takes it wide. No, CJ has not had his first home run yet this year. Just missed it, as we were talking about, in that first at bat. Average hits right at 200. Six knocked in. White batting gloves wrapped around the silver sword. Silver unis today for the Nuts. Throw back to first again, and Masterman is in safely. So that's two throwovers. No more allotted unless he gets Masterman. Sikorsky comes set, throws home. That's fly foul. Oh, it's really unique how that has just disappeared from the game. We got so used to seeing throw after throw after throw over to first base in years past, and you can't do that anymore unless you pick the guy off. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball. This is fouled third base side. There was a point today where the pitch clock wasn't working before the game. They didn't think they were going to have the pitch clock, but it is indeed working. It's just to the left of the big batter's eye in dead center. 4-0-2 out there. It counts down. 8-7. The pitch. Swing, and this is launched out to right center field. O'Donnell is going to his right towards the wall, and it drops down on the track. Masterman is around third, picked up by O'Donnell. Rodriguez right behind him from second. He's into third sliding. RBI triple, C.J. Rodriguez. 5-1 Lugnuts. A gap shot. C.J. Rodriguez going shopping here in the seventh. That's with Masterman having to wait and see if that ball got down or not. He rounded second and then saw it, got down, and then turned around and kept going. Rodriguez is right on his heels. The pitch, Casey Yamauchi takes it in there, strike one. Infield drawn in, nobody out. How about that swing right there from Rodriguez? A one pitch. Yamauchi bounds it down the third base side, scooped up fair in front of the bag by Collier, throws to first in time. One down, Rodriguez holds at third. So not what you were looking there from Casey Yamauchi. It would have worked if the infield wasn't in, but that's why they are in, even with the bags. Now here comes Johnny Butler. We're talking about C.J. Rodriguez having great at-bats in the cage. It has paid off. RBI triple. Pitch home. Swing and a miss from Johnny Butler. Lansing leading 5-1. We're in the top of the seventh. Nutt's got one in the fourth, three in the fifth, and one more here in the seventh, and looking for another. The 0-1. That's outside. Butler today, 2-for-3 reaching. Walk, stolen base, run scored in the fourth. Double, run scored in the fifth. Henry Bolte's been clutch, waits on deck. 1-1. Swinging, it's on the ground, foul. First base side. Lansing has had back-to-back innings, the fourth and the fifth, where they left Bolte stranded on third, trying to not leave C.J. Rodriguez stranded at third here after his RBI triple to score Cam Masterman. 1-2. Swing and a miss. That gets away from the catcher, Hunter. Rodriguez stays put, but Johnny Butler beats it out to first base. So a strikeout. But Hunter unable to corral it, a wild pitch, and that allows Johnny Butler to reach. Now here comes Henry Bolte. Lansing looking for a potential knockout punch here on the favorable bounce away. First and third, one out. Bolte 2-for-3. The pitch home. Strike one. That was in at 87. That, by the way, was the first strikeout for Sikorsky. Righty-righty matchup in the sun here at Dayer Ballpark. The pitch, on the ground, hard hit, diving stop by Collier. Gets up, throws to first in time. Beauty of a play. Rodriguez scores an RBI number 4 today for Bolte. It's 6-1. Johnny Butler, in the meantime, advances to second base. So Bolte continues to knock him in. Now here comes Aribe Alanjales. He was robbed at third by Collier. Playing great over there today. 0-for-3 for Alanjales. The pitch, that's inside. Ball one. So 6-1, Lansing leads. This was the score Lansing had yesterday heading into the ninth. And they tacked on 8 more, won 14-1. Anjales knock one in. 1-0 pitch. Swinging a high hopper. It's over the head of Sikorsky to second base. Gloved by Stewart. Throws to first in time. And that's it for Ruby. 3 on the ground today for Ruby, but Lansing gets 2 more runs. 2 hits. The RBI triple from Rodriguez. And then the ground out from Bolte. Lugnut 6. Dragons 1 as we stretch it out to the bottom of the seventh.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the bottom of the seventh, we roll on. Lansing leading 6-1 in the series finale in Dayton, Ohio. Jacob Waters back out for the seventh. Victor Acosta, Ethan O'Donnell, Jan Contreras coming to the plate. 6-7-8. The first pitch. Waters shoots it in a little bit high. Ball one with the fastball at 92. Waters got out of a bases-loaded jam in the fifth with a double play. The second turned this afternoon by the Nuts. 1-0. Swing and a miss. That one ran away from Acosta. Strike one. Then in the sixth, he worked around one walk to Collier. That was it. Three ground balls after he got two ground balls in the fifth. And again, one of them turned into a double play with the bases loaded to end the inning. The pitch. Inside corner, bottom of the zone with the fastball, or he went with the off-speed pitch there. Strike two. Good-looking pitch from Jacob Waters. He was excellent on Tuesday, maybe his best outing of the year. 1-2 pitch. That's popped out of play. He went four innings on Tuesday, gave up one hit, no runs, no walks, five strikeouts. They couldn't touch him. And Lansing won that game big, 9-2. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, foul, third base side. Good job by Acosta to wait on that high hook right there. He's got the black socks pulled up. Big ankle guard on that front right foot. Nikes on his feet. He's got the glove in his back pocket, hoping to reach first base. White batting gloves wrapped around the handle of the stick. The pitch, low and inside. Two balls, two strikes. Waters wearing number 24 out of West Virginia. 6'4", 240, the 23-year-old. Four-seam, two-seam, curve, and a changeup. The arsenal for the righty. 2-2 pitch. Swinging its ropes out to right center field. That ball is fading foul towards the berm. And it remains 2-2. Home plate umpire Kaz Cousins says, need some more baseballs. He's running dry over there with the ball back to his right hip. Looks like he's got a couple in there, maybe just giving the bat boy an idea of how many he had left. Acosta today 0 for 2, 3 for 11 in this series against the Nuts. Righty-lefty matchup, the pitch. Check swing, left the 95-mile-an-hour fastball up and out. Full count. It's a picture-perfect Sunday afternoon. Light cumulus clouds above, almost stationary in the light blue sky. 3-2 pitch. Down low, ball four. Waters walks another. So the leadoff man is on for the Dragons. It's the second time they've had him on. Hector Rodriguez led off the fourth with a base hit. And now Ethan O'Donnell comes up. And Lansing with Cedar Rapids coming in on Tuesday, trying to stay in contention for a playoff spot with just 9 games left to go after today. Righty-lefty matchup, pitch one. O'Donnell swings through, a nice changeup. Strike one. Nuts 6, Dragons 1. Dayton fans trying to get into this one. They've been shut down, though. The pitch, breaking ball way outside. One ball, one strike. A fourth-round selection, Jacob Waters just is getting closer. He's getting closer and closer, it seems like, command issues have been what he's fought through. The pitch, this is on the ground towards third. Backs up Halter, and it's off his glove into left field. So a mistake by Colby Halter, trying to figure out if he should make a basket catch or flip the glove over. It was a last bounce that jumped up on him. And instead of a potential double play, it's an error on Halter, and they're at first and second. They actually go single with the ruling. Well, it's a tough hop there at the last second. It popped up, and again, that's where Halter was initially going to go basket catch. That's glove down instead of flipping it over, and then it bounced up above the midsection, so they must be going hop there, but I think Colby Halter would probably tell you that's one he still should have. So it's a base hit against Waters, and they're now at first and second. A little gathering in the infield with the infielders. Halter, Angeles, Yamauchi, Simpson, and then Rodriguez. Nuts in front, 6-1 in the seventh. They certainly don't want to allow Dayton back into this one, but Jacob Waters, a double play ground ball pitcher. Could he get one here? Contreras steps in, 0-1 today, HBP. The pitch, swing and a miss. Chased it down low on the outer edge. 93 on the fastball to Yan Contreras. Righty-righty matchup, Waters and Contreras. The pitch, that just missed on the inner third, 1-1. Two on, nobody out, bottom seven. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two. Well, the first thing you gotta do is get that first out. Also, be wary of a potential triple play for a guy that gets a ton of ground balls. Last time Lansing turned a triple play was 9 years ago against the Loons back in June of 2015. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. No triple play needed. Big time curveball in on the hands. First strikeout for Jacob Waters. So the nine hitter, Jose Serrano, stepping in. Six to one, nuts, bottom seven. Two on, one out in Dayton. The pitch, popped up, flare shot, first base side. Simpson going back into the shallow outfield grass, makes the catch. Two outs. Big time, couple of pitches right there to get a strikeout and then a weak flare. And now it's Jay Allen the second. Well, he was the man that came up with the bases loaded in the fifth, and he grounded into a 6-4-3 double play. Here, he only need one. Waters trying to keep this a five-run lug nut lead. Eight hits today for the Nuts, five for the Dragons. Waters a little fake throw back to second base to keep an eye on Victor Acosta. The 19-year-old walked, he's at second. O'Donnell is at first with a base hit. And I believe C.J. Rodriguez just called time. And I think he took the mask off. I'm not sure if something got up there in the mask. Maybe something in his eye, but he's all set now. Kaz Cousins granting him time. Allen today, 0-2, was hit by a pitch in the first. First pitch. In there, strike one. Right down the chute. Allen has those black socks pulled up and the high ankle guard on that front left foot. Emerald green uni. White pants, black socks. 0-1. Breaking ball is bounced towards third base. Charging Halter. Fields, throws, and out, except that went off of Allen's foot. That's what I had thought right away. So it's a foul ball, and Allen will come back. It was a late start for Allen. And that's why it was such an easy play for Holter in terms of beating Allen down the line, because everybody kind of stopped. Usually on those, you recognize it pretty quick, but it wasn't clear because it kind of hopped a couple of times. But the umpiring crew, Cass Cousins, Brandon Schmidt, they're all over that one. So no balls, two strikes on Allen. Climbs back in from the right side. 6-1 Nuts, two outs, first and second for the Dragons. Waters is trying to get through his third inning of work. His 0-2 pitch. Swing and it's popped up. First base side, foul territory. Simpson coming in front of the coach's box, onto the warning track, makes the catch, and he can hop right down the dugout steps. Great work from Jacob Waters. He gives up the base hit and the walk, then goes strikeout, fly out, fly out. And we are headed to the eighth. Lansing 6, Dayton 1 here at Day Air Ballpark in the series finale.
I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Lugnuts in control, up 6-1 as we enter the top of the eighth. Will Simpson, Danny Bautista, Colby Holter coming to the plate against Easton Sikorski. Nuts with a run in the fourth, three in the fifth, two in the seventh. Maybe more here in the eighth. The pitch home. Swinging it on the ground over towards short. Backhand slide by Acosta on the fringe. Gets up, throws the first in time. Beautiful right there from Acosta. Simpson is out. And here comes Danny Bautista Jr. All right, so back in the fourth, we asked you, Lansing played their shortest game, seven innings, an hour 23 against Peoria in the first of the doubleheader. Which game did that beat in 2013? We did not get any correct answers. Pitch home. That's in there. Strike one, breaking ball to Bautista. It was this day back in 2013, game two against the Whitecaps. 0-1 pitch. That's outside. One ball, one strike. That was an hour and 26 minutes where Lansing won for the third time in four games via the shutout. 2-0 victory. 1-1. Swing and a miss. That buried in the zone. Kevin Patterson hit a two-run homer. That supplied the runs. That was it. One of just two hits in the game for Lansing. The Whitecaps only had two hits as well. So there you go. Some quick baseball games. 1-2. Swing and a bouncing ball, third base side, it's fair. Collier can't get his glove down on it, and it rolls shallow into left field. Bautista didn't see it, so he stays at first base. He was sprinting down the line, and instead of curling around and going to second, he sticks for one. Oh, missed opportunity right there, because that snuck right under Collier's mitt and was sitting between third and left field, kind of right in the middle of all of the fielders.
Adam, he's got to pick up his first base coach. Ruben Escalero was pointing at second saying, go, go, go. Danny never saw him.
Second time that Danny has reached. Throw back to first, and that ball gets away. Now he can go to second base. Contreras goes to pick it up. Bautista is at second. So there you go. Sometimes it works out in your favor.
If at first you don't go, just go the next one. How about that? Dayton really wanted Danny to take second.
Well, he did. And the Dayton Dragons so far have been in a giving mood today. 6-1, Lansing leads. Nuts have scored in the fourth, the fifth, and the seventh. Perhaps they can get something here in the eighth. First pitch to Holzer. Down low, ball one. Today, Colby Holzer 0-3. They give the throwing error by Easton Sikorsky there on the pickoff attempt. First error today on the Dragons. The pitch, line drive out to short. Diving stop by Acosta as he catches, sprawling to his right. The left side of the infield this afternoon, Collier and Acosta, it's been special. That's a sprawl to Acosta's right, and he has to reach above his head to make that catch. He was kind of blinded from seeing the ball get to him because Bautista was right in front of him. And that ball was scorched by Holzer. Here's Cam Masterman. The pitch. Fastball in there, strike one. 6-1 Nuts, top eight. Lansing got a home run earlier today from Masterman in the fifth inning. And a single in the seventh and a run scored. 0-1 pitch. That's down low. Good knockdown by Hunter. And Bautista's got great speed over there at second base.
2-for-3, two runs scored. This at-bat here could put the crowning touch on this game.
He has looked good. 3-for-7 in this series. He scored four runs, walked twice, knocked in one. Providing good support at the bottom of the order. 1-1, way outside. This one, Hunter can't knock down all the way. Bautista up to third. So in the end, it all worked out. He only got to first when he could have gotten to second. Then he only got to second when perhaps maybe he wanted to get to third. Well, folks, just needed a couple of pitchers, a couple of batters. Danny Bautista is at third. Now, despite Lansing winning this game 6-1, they have left a runner stranded at third a few different times in this game. 2-1, swing and a miss. Strike two. Both of them, it was Henry Bolte in the fourth and the fifth. Bolte, by the way, has knocked in four today with an RBI single, two-run triple, and an RBI groundout. Those runs batted in coming in his last three at-bats after striking out in the first. Two outs, runner at third. 6-1 Nuts, looking for one more here in the eighth. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Holzer chased the slider outside. And he gets tagged out. That'll do it. The Nuts leave Bautista Jr. stranded at third. We head to the last of the eighth. Lansing up 6-1 at Day Air Ballpark.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Bottom eight in Dayton series finale. All Lansing, they're up 6-1. Jacob Waters trying to help the Nuts get through back-to-back pitchers going four innings. Luis Morales went four, gave up two hits, one run. It was a homer, four strikeouts, no walks. So far, Waters, three scoreless innings, three hits, two walks, one strikeout. But he's gotten the outs when he's needed. He's got to face two, three, and four, beginning with Hector Rodriguez. Sun is out, shining bright on the diamond this afternoon. First pitch, swing and a miss. Good breaking ball in on Rodriguez's hands. Strike one. It is warmed up from our 75-degree first pitch to now 79 degrees in Dayton. The 0-1 on the ground towards first. Down on a knee, Simpson has it, sprints to the bag, wins the race, taps it with his left foot. One down. Well, with these six-game series, we get to spend a whole lot of time in one city, 6 days worth, Tuesday through Sunday. So Jesse and I have been, well, you know, we like to visit the breakfast establishments and try those out. So we went to like four different spots this week, couple of chains. Sal Stewart steps in right side, first pitch, fastball, that's it, at the second baseman. One hop to Yamauchi, he's got it, fires to first, two outs.
I don't know if he fired.
Lobbed. Lofted.
Pushed.
Tossed. Well, we tossed our hand at First Watch, Original Pancake House, Blueberry Cafe, and the old traditional Waffle House today. Jesse, you love First Watch. It's right by the hotel, very accessible down in Miamisburg.
And healthy.
Here's Cam Collier. First pitch on the outside corner. Strike one. Great fruits over there,
yeah,
for you.
Give me a little bit of a Floridian French toast with some kiwis and strawberries on top.
You are a kiwi. The pitch, breaking ball, strike two.
But that was not the place that blew us away.
Well, there's only one place with the name Blue in it, and it did indeed blow us away. Blueberry Cafe yesterday, phenomenal. The pitch. Breaking ball is hit over towards second, of course. Yamauchi to his left, lofts it to first, and that is going to do it for the eighth. Massive pancakes, plate-size pancakes, and we took care of them, just like we took care of eight innings here today. 6-1, Lansing leads as we head to the ninth. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler to close it out when we return.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Same House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lug Nuts Baseball.
On Tuesday, Brock Bell allowed 9 runs in 1 2/3. He is on for the ninth. And his first offering to C.J. Rodriguez, a check swing grounded to first base. It is Contreras who feeds Bell to the bag. And there's out number one. 3-1 on your scorecard. One pitch and one gone for the Dayton right-handed reliever. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Lugnuts 6, Dragons 1. Lugnuts have been dragging them the last 2 days. Casey Yamauchi, 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored, takes ball one low and away. Brock Bell, the man on the hill, his ERA was under 3, and it's now up above 5.3 entering today. He fires to Yamauchi. Ground ball hit right at the second baseman. Stewart picks it up, throws to first, two gone. If you remember, Brock Bell's dad, Jay Bell, played many seasons in the major leagues. 18 years from 1986 with Cleveland when he came up to the majors at age 20, all the way to the New York Mets in 2003. Adam and I earlier today were listening to the Mets playing the Phillies over in London. Here's Johnny Butler. Butler takes a called strike on the inside corner. Oh, by the way, Jay Bell was teammates with Danny Batista Jr.'s dad. Danny Batista the first for the Arizona Diamondbacks, the champions in 2001. Johnny Butler out of the leadoff spot, 1-for-3 with a double, two runs scored. Lugnuts 6, Dragons 1. Here's the pitch. He smokes it out to center. Jay Allen the second is on the run. That baseball hits off the wall. Allen plays the carom. Butler coasts in a second. It's his second double of the day. Johnny barrels. Butler picks up his 13th double of the year and a runner into scoring position. Two outs in the ninth.
Four doubles in this series, nine hits. This dude's not going to want to leave. I know we got to go home after this, but man, Johnny Butler has come alive in the top of the order.
You know how they say you can't take it with you? Take it with you, Johnny. Keep hitting against Cedar Rapids. Here's Henry Bolte. Takes a ball low. Johnny against the Peoria Chiefs last homestand had been 1-for-21. The one hit had been a home run, but this has been something. So another insurance run in scoring position. Righty, righty. Bell to Bolte. Line foul off the right side. Henry today, oh, nothing. After strikeout in his first time, he has knocked in runs each of his last three trips. RBI single in the fourth. Two-run triple in the fifth. RBI ground out in the seventh. He has supplied 4 of the 6 runs. Bell's 1-1. Low, ball 2. She got Butler up here doing damage. Bolte falling behind, cashing in Johnny at every opportunity. Because if you put together the clues, you understood. The player that Henry Bolte has been knocking in generally has been Johnny Butler. Can he do it again? 2-1 hitter's pitch. Smacked in the line, into left center field. It's a base hit. He does it again. Johnny Butler's around to score. Throw it a second, holds Bolte to the RBI single. 7-1 Lugnuts. 5 RBI game, Henry Bolte. I think I just heard a kid shout, "Go Lugnuts" down below.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Way to kick the extra point, Henry.
There's Eurybiel Angeles. Bolte now has 43 RBIs for the season. Righty, righty. Eurybiel Angeles takes ball one down the way. I think that Henry is going to lead the Midwest League in every conceivable category, or at the very least, be in the top 3 or 4. Brock Bell for the plate. Bounced right back. Here goes Bell out in the ninth inning, just trying to regain his confidence, right? Because he'd been so good, he gives up the 9 runs. He gets Rodriguez on a ground out, he gets Yamauchi on a ground out. Okay, path to recovery. Double, single, 1-1. Anale swings and foul tips it, hung onto by Hunter. Strike 2. When Bell is at his best, it is his changeup that gives batters fits. Fastball is at 93. The 1-2 pitch to Eurybiel Angeles. On its way. Fights it foul off the right side. Another high fastball. Now, around the Midwest League, as tell me about it, because this is outside my field of vision.
The ball hopped up in the gutter, Jesse, and it didn't come down for the folks.
Gutter monster?
Yep.
I didn't know the gutter monster was here in Dayton. 1-2 again. Outside ball 2. Great Lakes is leading Cedar Rapids 6-3 in the top of the eighth, so the Lugnuts right now unlikely to pick up a game on the Loons. Lake County has just tied Beloit 2-2 in the fifth inning. That's who everybody is chasing. After today, 9 games to go in the half. The break even. Check swing. It was down. A foul tip rules the home plate umpire Cousins and a hunter's mitt. Strike 3. 1 run for the Lugnuts on 2 hits in the ninth. Bolte knocks in Butler again. And we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Lugnuts are 3 outs away from a 7-1 victory in the series finale.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A call to the bullpen for the bottom of the ninth inning. Adam, you okay? Lugnuts 7, Dayton Dragons 1.
I'm having a ball.
So are the Lugnuts.
Exactly.
The Lugnuts have outscored the Dragons over the course of this weekend by a cool 21-2. 3 outs away from the win, new man on the mound, Colton Johnson. 3 outs from finishing off the series as a split.
Finish them.
Here's Cade Hunter. Inside ball one. If the Lugnuts were a Mortal Kombat character, which one would they be?
That is to your special expertise, yeah. Jesse.
Here's the 1-0. A ground ball down toward first, but wide of the bag and fell. I mean, I feel like the way that the Lugnuts have played over the course of this weekend, the answer is Keno. Wait, hold on. Checking in with our guy, Clayton. Gray jerseys, said Clayton. The 1-1 pitch to Kate Hunter. Inside ball two. Not sure what that has to be.
Well, that means that they're great in the gray jerseys. They wore them yesterday, wore them today.
Oh, I see. He's going with a non sequitur. He's making his own observation, not connecting it to the larger conversation.
Yeah, just throwing out nothing.
Here's the 2-1. Outside for ball three. Hey, love you, man.
Sometimes I wonder why we include that third voice. Well, we love him, you know.
This is a Lugnuts broadcast crew that travels. Nate Miller waiting for us at home. 3-1 from Johnson. Hunter takes ball four up and in. And the first man is on. They're in the ninth. Colton Johnson replaces Jacob Waters. How good was Waters today?
How good was Waters this week, Jesse?
Yeah. So, 4 innings, 1 hit, scoreless ball on Tuesday. 4 innings, 3 hits, scoreless ball today. Love it. 2 walks, 1 strikeout for Jake. Johnson out of Victor Acosta. Switch hitter turns around, bats right. And the pitch breaks down and in. Ball one. Yesterday for the Lugnuts, we saw Mitch Myers throw 5 innings, then Chen Zhongaojuang throw 3 innings, followed by Hunter Bro with the scoreless 9. Today, 4 for Morales, 4 for Waters. Optimally, Johnson here in the 9. Deals. Fastball called a strike, outside corner. Something that we have not touched on, unless you know different, Adam, is around the athletics organization.
Yeah, I didn't get to that one.
Yeah, here's the pitch to Acosta. Inside, two balls and a strike. The Oakland A's, this was the subject of Adam's trivia question yesterday, taking on the Toronto Blue Jays, so we've got the whole reunion of all the Lugnuts. Both Oakland and Toronto. 2-1 pitch, Acosta takes a called strike, not caught by the catcher Rodriguez, popped out of the mitt right in front of him. At first, Hunter stays. The game is going to start in 47 minutes. Mitch Spence against Bowden Francis. A's hosting the Blue Jays to wrap up the series. Each team has won a game. AAA Las Vegas sends the former Dayton Dragon Joe Boyle to the mound tonight against El Paso. A ground ball foul up the left side. 2-2 it stays on Acosta. The AA Midland Rockhounds already in front. Jack Winkler is doubled twice. He's knocked in two. Rockhounds lead the San Antonio Missions 3-0. Four scoreless innings, Domingo Robles, Wander Guante, who first debuted for the Lugnuts here in Dayton. A scoreless fifth. 2-2 pitch to Acosta. That is shot past the mat into center field. A base hit. And up to second base, Cade Hunter. A walk and a single for Dayton to open up the bottom of the ninth. Staking with AAA and AA. And we're going to start in AAA from yesterday because you are watching this the entire way through.
You like two touchdown leads?
I thought that I did. Turns out I was wrong.
Yeah, 15-1 they were leading. They had two home runs from Hoy Park in the same inning, inside the park, outside the park. Jesse, they lost 17-16. Oh.
Lefty-lefty, Johnson to Ethan O'Donnell. Ground ball, hopping foul up the right side.
But that was not the story of the night, believe it or not, in the A's system.
You don't say.
And it wasn't the Lugnuts thrashing 14-1 win. Let's go down to Midland, Texas.
So the Rockhounds were trailing by two runs, bottom of the ninth inning, two outs. Ball got away from the Lugnuts' pen, where they're warming up Yeison Sanchez. And Cooper Bowman was set up as a pinch hitter for Saheed Valenzuela, not Daniel Susak.
Daniel Susak to the moon, but other than that, Cooper Bowman, walk-off home run, or we thought.
Ball one, low and away.
He had a three-run shot. They win. They're ready to celebrate, but the umpires gather up. They say, hold on. They get an appeal to third. They say Denzel Clark, who was at first base at the time, did not touch third.
Johnson's 1-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. So it's a walk-off, game-losing, pinch-hit RBI double for Bowman that went over the fence.
Unreal, because they score the run. That was on third, so they end up losing by a run. Just a remarkable way to lose a game.
Wild. 1-2 pitch from Colton Johnson. A bouncing ball up the third base side, but foul, barehanded by the manager, coaching at third, Vince Harrison Jr. We saw this first, the words describing what had happened, and you and I thought, no way. And then we went back and we watched it.
Denzel Clark, former Lugnut, Jesse, he was heated after the game. There were ejections aplenty with the Rockhounds that were barking at the umpires afterwards and their upsetness.
Tapper foul at home. Catcher C.J. Rodriguez is saying, didn't I catch it cleanly? Home plate umpire Cousins says, you didn't. Now, in Lansing, Michigan, the umpires exit up through the home plate ramp and each team exits out through their dugouts. That's not the case in Midland. You have to exit down the right side. And
I didn't know they had to do that at Dow Diamond.
That pitch is up and away. Did I say Dow Diamond?
No, you said Midland. Oh.
Midland, Texas compared to Midland, Michigan.
Ignore me, Jesse. Just keep going.
They're so mid.
Unfortunately, so were the Rockhounds last night.
Tough, tough. Cooper Bowman's been great. Two on, nobody out, and Johnson pivots a bat, looks back to second. There's Cade Hunter, who drew a walk. Victor Acosta singled. We are currently 2 hours and 17 minutes into the game. 7-1 Lugnuts. Johnson throws. Tapper foul at home. Big breaking ball. O'Donnell stays alive. Triple play would end the game. Just throwing that out there.
June 20th, 2015 against the Loons. I think I brought that up earlier in this game. That's the last one, Jesse.
You and I are just constantly on the watch. When's the next triple play? Johnson delivers. Swing and a miss. Strikeout. One gone.
Don't worry, that's the same thing that happened when I brought it up for Jacob Waters. He just went and got a strikeout to end the threat.
No worries to me. Love it. .92 miles an hour on the Johnson fastball. There's Yan Contreras. Out of the eighth spot today, he's 0-for-2, two strikeouts and hit by pitch. So Contreras for the year is 8-for-67 with 29 Ks. Did have his hit in the series. He ropes the first pitch foul into the netting in front of the Dayton bullpen. Strike one. Remember, the Lugnuts in this series won game one 9-2, then lost three straight, 4-1, 4-0, and 7-5. They won yesterday 14-1. Winning today 7-1, two outs from the win. The pitch over the head of Rodriguez to the backstop. Acosta to second, Hunter to third. A wild pitch. That is, I believe, the definition of a wild pitch.
Well, what do we tab those ones? The extra wild, extreme wild pitch? Disaster pitch?
A disaster pitch.
There was no chance there for Rodriguez.
I thought that a disaster pitch was when a runner gets two bases.
Yeah, I know, but Jesse, that one was so far up and out, I think that could be coined as a potential mid-disaster pitch.
He ballooned it. 1-1. Down and away. We just saw Colton Johnson on the hill 2 days ago. Fired a scoreless inning. There was a hit and a walk to begin his ninth then, remember? Bacasar a single. Acosta drew a walk. Johnson throws, swing and a miss, strike two. Now on that occasion, he did not allow any runners to score.
It's simple here, just throw strikes. I just go right after these batters. You're up six, there's two runners on, they can score. Just go right after them.
In fact, I went back to opening night. That ninth inning began with single against Johnson. He stranded them. Deals, swing and a miss. Contreras is gone. And that's back-to-back strikeouts for Colton Johnson. That was simple.
That's it. Just a little oomph. He knows what he's doing out there. Just punch him off across the zone. Fastball, fastball, fastball. Get the outs.
Little punchy. Now Colton against Jose Serrano, the number 9 hitter. 7-1 Lugnuts. The deal. Outside corner, strike called on the backdoor breaking ball. Two strikes away from finishing off the series with a split. What a weekend for the Lugnuts. Johnson's 0-1. Jose Serrano swings and misses. Byam with the cheese. 92.
Well, if Dane doesn't score, this has kind of been the trend of the day. They've gotten a lot of guys on. Left the bases loaded, stranded earlier. They've left, so far, six total runners on base.
One strike away. And 0-2 for Serrano. Up and inside. Tom Nichols, voice of the Dragon, said to us earlier. He said, Dayton is terrible during the weekend. And for you and I, we know that the Lugnuts are great on the weekend, especially in Sundays. One strike away from a 7-1 victory. Second and third, two gone. The 1-2 pitch popped up in the infield. Johnson can't find it. First baseman Simpson does and makes the catch down the line to the plate. This ball game is over. The Lugnuts come back after dropping three in a row to win both games over the weekend. Yesterday, 14-1. Today, 7-1. And the series is split.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
The postgame show coming your way up next. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin. UVB rays burn. And both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
The Waters family checking in after the Lugnuts 7-1 victory over the Dayton Dragons. Jake Waters the victory, now 5-2 this year. The Lugnuts, meanwhile, beat the Dragons in both games over the weekend. They're now 30-27 as we welcome you back into Day Air Ballpark. I'm Jesse Gobrig-Strassler, rejoined by Adam Jaxa. Adam, we talked yesterday about a thorough all-around win. What do you make of today?
Well, it was a thorough all-around weekend for the Nuts, as you said it. Back-to-back victories. It felt so weird that Lansing played so well on Tuesday, and then all of a sudden they lost three straight, and you're going, what happened? The offense just disappeared. Now, it was good pitching by the Dragons, but Lansing got back to Lansing Lugnuts baseball here in 2024, and that has been getting runners on base, scoring, finding ways to get runs home, and they did that yesterday with 14 runs. They do it again today, 7-1 win. Great pitching both days, great defense both days. Complete weekend performance for the Nuts today and yesterday.
We were talking earlier today, and you were comparing this Lugnuts team to the Great Lakes Loons in terms of how their offense can just demoralize you. We've seen the Loons do this to people, where you feel like you're playing them well in a series, and then they come out and they thoroughly dominate the remaining games, and suddenly the series goes sideways on you. That's what the Lugnuts just did to Dayton.
It's the only way Lansing had been able to beat the Loons the last few years is just good pitching, and that was to thwart the Loons' great offense, but that's how Lansing is now playing. I mean, if you can't stop their offense, good luck. And Dayton did, to their credit, a couple of times this series, but the last few days, Lansing locked in. They got back to their offense. They got better as the series went on, and they earned a much-needed split here after falling 3-1 in the first four.
Here's who Dayton pitched well. Aribe Alanales, 0-for. Will Simpson, 0-for with a walk. Colby Halter, 0-for. But you know who rose up today? Cam Masterman got the start. He homered, and Johnny Butler and Henry Bolte concocted a combination that was fearful. Butler kept getting on. Bolte kept knocking him in.
Yeah, I mean, it was great to see the top of the order come through because it's been the bottom of the order, and Bolte has had a strugglesome series outside of some big extra base hits. But, man, I mean, three more hits for him, another extra base hit. He knocks in five today. Johnny Butler just kept getting on. And then Cameron Masterman, when you thought, oh, well, what about the bottom of the order? Don't worry, they deliver two. Masterman goes 2-for-4 in the seventh spot. RBI triple from Rodriguez in the eighth spot. Yamauchi gets on base, scores a run. I mean, when the depth of this order showcases itself, good luck to the opponent.
Oh, by the way, in case you were wondering, how are the pitchers today? Luis Morales, 4 innings. He allowed only one run. Ken Collier took him deep with a home run. That was it. No walks, four strikeouts. You spotted this from the forefront that he was sharper. You were not getting on base against Morales today.
Yeah, I mean, he missed in the zone a little bit more than usual. Last start on Tuesday, and, I mean, 9 pitches, 7 strikes, inning number one. That set the tone. He gives up the home run because someone finally caught up to his 98-99-mile-an-hour fastball he was running up there. Everybody else, though, did not. Weak contact, great stuff, getting ahead of hitters. I mean, you look at this 1-2 punch of Waters and Morales. They are going to be a tough combo to beat the rest of the year.
Colton Johnson locked it down, and 2 hours and 22 minutes in front of a crowd of 8,532, the Lugnuts prevail. 7 runs, 11 hits, 1 error. 5 runners left on for the Lugs. For the Dragons, 1 run, 6 hits, and 1 error. 8 runners left on the bases. Now, around the rest of the Midwest League, can the Lugnuts gain any ground? Well, remember how the Great Lakes Loons got up early on the Cedar Rapids Colonels? Took a 5-2 lead into the late going. The Colonels have scored 5 runs in the 8th. And now they're in the 9th, and the Colonels are leading at Dow Diamond 8-6. Watch out. Meanwhile, the Lake County Captains are just doing what they do. 1 in the 5th, 2 in the 6th. And now they're winning at Beloit 4-2 in the top of the 6th inning. So much for believe in Beloit, huh? West Michigan and South Bend tied up 3-3. They're in the bottom of the 6th.
Brutal Beloit. Come on, Snappers.
Yeah.
Beloit. Sky Carp, whatever they are.
Beloit with that great Marlins prospect-loaded pitching staff. Lake County has been hitting them. The Lugnuts are the only team that's really been able to solve Lake County consistently this year.
Of course. Nobody can do it for the Nuts, so you just have to do it themselves.
Well, after today, day off tomorrow, and then only 9 games remaining in the first half. Lake County, should they indeed win, they'll be up 4 games on the Lugnuts. Lake County is in the driver's seat heading to the final stretch. 6-game series coming up this week, followed by 3 games the next week. The 6 games coming up this current week, Lugnuts against the Cedar Rapids Colonels back home.
Let's get back to the great state of Michigan and come out to the ballpark Tuesday through Sunday. Father's Day next Sunday. We've got Star Wars night. We've got Peanuts night. We've got wings on Wednesdays. We've got tacos and tall boys on Tuesdays. And, Jesse, we got good drinks on Thirsty Thursday. Did I get it all right?
You got it. Father's Day to wrap things all up next Sunday, a week from today. MILB.com/Lansing. Tomorrow, Adam and I will be on Extra Innings on WILX.
Can't wait for it.
Let's close the book on today.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it was a great win. It was a great weekend. It's unfortunate Lansing dropped 3 straight, but Dayton's got some great starting pitching. Lansing was able to bust through it yesterday and today. And they're bringing some momentum back. Back on a 2-game winning streak. See if they can close out the final full week of the first half. Because remember, only 9 games left to go. 6 against Cedar Rapids. And then 3 against Beloit. And then we start the second half. The back half of the 3 in Beloit in a couple of weeks.
Yes, sir. Once more, your final score. The Lugnuts 7, the Dragons 1. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Have a terrific rest of your Sunday. From the Gem City in Dayton, Ohio, we are coming back home. The Lugnuts again over the Dragons, 7-1. Take care. Go Nuts.